Hello. It is April 5th, and we have cards for April 5th and 6th, 2022. And they are the Star in the reverse, again, I believe, and the Three of Swords and the Ace of Coins. Very strange group of cards. Consolation Prize, according to the internet, is a prize given to a competitor who loses or does not win the first prize. This Aries season was a little too fiery. There's a dark cloud over the reading in the form of the grief-stricken Three of Swords today in the center. We have once again the Star, number 17 of the major arcana, in the reverse and in the past or cause position to the left. Aside from falling stars, literally and metaphorically, perhaps this card is here again to suggest that our own standards or expectations are so high, no human could possibly live up to them. Which is what this card can mean. The beautiful nude blonde human kneels beside a blue stream in a starry nighttime setting, peacefully pouring out old water from a red pitcher as she collects fresh water in a new one. Above her head there are seven stars, said to represent the seven sisters of the Pleiades star cluster, daughters of the Titan god and an ocean nymph. That's a lot to live up to. We see one star that is brighter than the others, huge and yellow against the dark sky, surrounded by six smaller stars of a whitish-blue tint. It is interesting that this cluster burns hotter and is more luminous than the other stars, and will burn out quicker, according to www.space.com. In the center today is the heartbroken Three of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, the card of pain, sorrow, and grief. On this card, the truth hurts. We usually see three swords pierce a red heart under a gray cloud. On the Morgan Greer card, the gloomy, sooty-looking dark clouds verge on black, dismal. This card is notoriously the love triangle card. Or three people are grieving over a loss. My favorite version of this card is in the Wild Unknown deck, a black and white illustration of three swords entangled in a hopeless, veiny mess of blood-red ribbon. But an important clue is found on the traditional version, which is the weak, pale glow of a yellow aura around the dying but still beating heart. We see the yellow star again on the Ace of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and the six-pointed star, which represents the six triangles that are said to form the possibly first ancient Egyptian hieroglyph for the land of the spirit. On the star card is now a five-pointed pentacle engraved on a giant gold coin being gifted to us from spirit, to whom the divine sky hand belongs. The 5 points represent spirit, earth, water, and air, and fire, all the elements that compose our earthly human physical forms. Da Vinci illustrated this as man with the 5 points, head, arms, legs. This could be a new relationship with a new person or a new phase in a relationship that is more grounded in reality, thanks to the stability and reliability of this practical suit. Where there were unrealistic expectations, there is now a new appreciation and gratitude for, and the only word I can think of is one I am loath to use, normal. The Ace of Coins in these cards is as down to earth as the star is spaced out. Next to the Grief card, this could be inheritance, gold, property, payments. The Consolation Prize, the first prize, of course, being whoever left these earthly things to you. Or pain and suffering equals settlement. This would be like being offered sellout money from someone, like to talk about something painful or someone. Those swords, they're double-edged.